Social movements are not new, but the way they grow has changed in the digital age. From Black Lives Matter to the Me Too movements, social media has provided a bigger platform. KJZZ's Christina Estes is exploring the issue and joins us now. Hey, Christina.
Good morning. This is an area of special interest to Benita Roth. She's a sociology professor at Binghamton University. We talked about what makes a movement catch fire, and I started by asking if there's a magic formula.
It is a topic for social scientists, this question. It's a very important topic. There tends to be, in the pre-internet age, most of us would have agreed that, who study social movements would agree that they incubate for a while, networks get built, resources get gathered, and then they seem to break through seemingly out of nowhere, but really there have been years, in most cases, of preparatory work. In the internet age, things look a little bit different. So you have the kind of virality that something like the hashtag MeToo seems to take off out of nowhere. But even the MeToo movement had a kind of earlier incarnation more than 10 years ago, where the hashtag was put forward by an African-American activist named Tarana Burke, who put out a similar call on MySpace. So it was a while ago, right? Asking women of color in particular to use the phrase Me Too to talk about sexual harassment and sexual assault. So there's an incubation period. There's no magic formula, which isn't to say that a big media event like the Weinstein scandal we would expect something like that to kick things into high gear.
So you mentioned Harvey Weinstein, and I want to bring that up because there was a recent Washington Post article that cited some factors that contributed to the momentum of the hashtag of the Me Too movement. They include social media timing and the high profile of the accusers, because before all of this, not many people outside of Hollywood recognized the name Harvey Weinstein. And it seems like the allegations against him, you know, captured attention and sparked discussions in a way we didn't see with more recognizable names like Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, Bill Cosby. Why is that?
Well, I wouldn't put Bill Cosby in there. I think Bill Cosby did create kind of a bit of a firestorm. He was noticed by folks. But he also wasn't a politician, right? So there's something about folks in politics that gives them a bit of a protective mantle. It's not absolute, as I think we saw with the Roy Moore scandal. I do think there's something to the fact that the people who were victimized by Weinstein were willing to come forward, name themselves as victims, and that those names were very recognizable. I think that's absolutely true, and I think that's important. And I think it helped embolden others to come forward, and it emboldened people in the industry to come forward and support them.
Why do you think some movements last while others, like Occupy Wall Street, seem to fade away?
Occupy had a shelf date. And it had a shelf date in part because the occupiers did not want to enter into electoral politics or long-term sustained activism around the issues of inequality that the occupiers brought up. So it had a shelf date in a way that I think is not typical for social movements, although we might see it become more typical in the internet age.
Why do you say that?
So, well, here's the thing about internet-based activism. It's very important. It's a real space for people to communicate. It's a real public space. But in order for those internet-based movements to have legs, there has to be offline organizing as well. Otherwise, they don't seem to be able to change course or change direction as conditions change. And they don't seem to be able to influence past the moment where they garner a large amount of attention.
That's Benita Roth, a professor at Binghamton University, discussing social movements.
And that's KJZZ's Christina Estes. Christina, thank you.
You're welcome.